When serving was hard, how could I take care of someone with such a difficult attitude? By Laika T. Valdez. One of the most challenging things I've ever overcome was my I don't care attitude. If I wasn't passionate about what I was doing, I was cold and impatient with people. This all changed one school break when I was asked to care for my 76-year-old grandfather. Daddy, as we called him, had suffered a stroke, which left him half paralyzed. When my family asked me to care for him for 2 months, I couldn't even imagine how. I had to wake up early to prepare his breakfast, his bath, and his medicine. I helped him walk around for his daily exercise. Since he had difficulty moving, I was by his side at all times, including during his bath and his toilet. As an 18-year-old girl, this was the hardest part. Aside from all this, he was difficult to be with. He is not a member of the church and has different principles than I do. He was a man full of regrets, always shouting, never smiling, and constantly saying, "I'm dying." Because of this attitude, it was hard for us to share a good bond. At first, I did all I could to avoid my tasks, but that didn't work. So I decided to change my attitude and give my best effort. After a week of this new attitude, serving Daddy became a joy to me. My patience grew, and I came to understand his affliction. As I served him, I stopped thinking of being with him as a burden, but rather as an opportunity to create good times with him. Daddy changed too. This frowning old man became a smiling, gentle grandpa. He even came to like listening to Especially for Youth songs. One night, I heard him making some noise, so I looked into his room to find out what he was doing. He was praying for the first time. I'm inspired every day by this change. Now I'm back at college, but I still go twice a month to visit Daddy with my family. We eat with him and sing for him. His health has worsened, so now the most powerful help that I can give is prayers on his behalf. I'm grateful for the opportunity to watch over Daddy because it helped me see what I'm capable of giving. Love is a very powerful thing. It softened both my heart and Daddy's. I have learned the meaning of sacrifice and compassion. Truly, charity enlightens every heart. The author lives in Santiago, Philippines.
Bonnie L. Oscarson, former Young Women General President, says, "Serving your family. Begin your service in your own homes and within your own families. These are the relationships that can be eternal. Even if, and maybe especially if, your family situation is less than perfect, you can find ways to serve, lift, and strengthen. Begin where you are. Love them as they are, and prepare for the family you want to have in the future." Bonnie L. Oscarson, former Young Women General President, October 2017 General Conference.
End of the article, When Serving Was Hard, by Laika T. Valdez. Read by Eden Reinwand and Kristen Hawkins.